If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is the football signing day edition. I'm Illini guy Mike Kegley, and I am joined here today by fellow Illini guy Brad Sturdy, the ultimate Illini insider. We also have Kedrick Prince, the director of recruiting for Illini guys. And of course, we have Matt Stevens, who is the Illini beat reporter and staff writer who covers the football team. So what we're going to do for you today is we're going to give you kind of a little bit of a recap of each of the players. And we've got obviously three gentlemen here who are very well versed at the Illini recruiting scene. And I'll just kind of guide the ship and throw in the occasional comment. But let's start off at the top here. And what we'll do is we will start off with Brad, who will give us kind of a comment. We'll jump to Ked, and then Matt will sum it up for us. But let's start off with offensive lineman Isaiah Adams, 6'5", 310-pounder. Brad, what are we thinking about this signing?
Well, I think Adams is a guy who can step in and play right away. They need an offensive lineman. He's a tackle. They need a tackle. Obviously, they lose four or five linemen. So this is a really important guy, I think, JUCO, and that's why you want him. I think he's a really, really important addition.
Ked?
Well, I kind of agree with Brad. You know, one of the things I talked about, you know, on our message board was about adding some junior college kids to our to the roster. And, you know, this is a big kid. And, you know, you look at Brett Bielema and what he wants to do as far as running the football and just putting his stamp on the program. Getting a guy like this with 2 years of college, eligibility already behind his belt, I think speaks volumes for what he can do. And hopefully he can come in right away and be an impact player.
Matt?
Yeah, the only question I have about Isaiah Adams is really schematic. Like, do they want him at left tackle? Do they want him at right tackle? Doesn't matter. I think you have to look at what Julian Pearl would rather do. But I think if they have to slide him in at left tackle, they're just fine with that. I also think it builds a bridge for Illinois in future years at Garden City Community College, which always produces pretty high-end level talent, JUCO talent. And Brett Bielema has an in with a lot of those coaches that are at Garden City right now and feels like he can pull maybe a couple of players in future classes just based off of what they did today or what they did on Wednesday on signing day.
Perfect. Well, that's definitely what they need. A playmaker guy is going to come in and compete for time. And if he's able to play either tackle, then that's a heck of a win for the Illinois recruiting this year. Now, next up is the state champion running back, Jordan Anderson, coming in at 6'3", 230 pounds. Brad?
Just a typical Bielema back, big physical guy, runs downhill. People question maybe his speed, but I don't care. He's getting yards every – he just always gets positive yardage. Bielema's quote in the press conference, you know, was talking about how as he watched him run over guys and he remembered that those kids that got run over had families and they were watching and he kind of felt bad for him. So this is – I mean, that was one of the best lines. I mean, so he's an impressive guy. He fits what they're going to do. And, you know, they have with him and – you know, Josh McCray and Chase Brown, you got some running backs, pretty good stable there.
Perfect. Ked, what are your thoughts on Jordan?
Well, I like the size. I mean, that's, you know, first and foremost, the size, 6'3", you know, coming in as a freshman. And you're right, you know, people can question his speed, but he's physical. And I like the fact that I think, you know, once he gets to Illinois, he'll be able to run between tackles. And he's a Bielema kind of back. And, you know, if you look at the West division of the Big Ten, they have big, strong, powerful backs, and Illinois is able to rotate guys in like they did last year to keep guys fresh. So, and it's also, he's an Illinois kid, which I really, really like. And he's a kid from Joliet, where they haven't had a lot of success from lately.
Now, Matt, I look at Jordan Anderson as one of your guys, because you've been on his bandwagon probably almost as much as Joey Okla. But tell us what your thoughts are on Jordan Anderson.
Got to see him live in this past fall, actually in their season opener against Simeon. Turned to somebody on that first possession that they play. He ran for a touchdown, and I turned to him. I said, "You show me a 4A Illinois high school linebacker that's going to want to tackle that." And all he did in his last game, guys, is run for 306 yards on 30 carries and 4 touchdowns, which is an IHSA state title game record. He's an absolute beast of a tailback. Too many people recruit off the stopwatch, and with Jordan Anderson, you're missing the forest through the trees when you do that. The kid can play running back, but Bielema echoed exactly what Brad said, which is, I don't really care what the kid runs. He runs exactly the way I want him to. And I've talked to his dad and his personal trainer. I don't think he'll have any problem converting over to college football as a tailback. And lastly, we're going to say this about a lot of kids, but you're talking about a Joliet Catholic kid that is a program that's run by Jake Jaworski, a former manager of the Illinois football team. They are thrilled to death that Brett Bielema and this Illinois staff care about, you know, football in the downstate Chicago area at this point. And because they know that they play good football, and taking a kid like Jordan Anderson represents that Illinois is going to back up what Brett Bielema promised, which is, if you're an Illinois kid and you put up results, we're going to take you.
Perfect. Well, I was asked by somebody if they re-rank the players here at the end of the year, would Jordan be a top 5 player in the state of Illinois?
Yeah. And Mike, I think the key with Jordan is that he was an all-state selection this year, and I think he only played in half the games, because I watched him, and at the end of the game against Simeon, he darn near tore his groin, you know, all the way. And he was able to come back halfway in the year and just be a dominant force. And the coaches decided, I don't care how many games he's played, he's the most dominant 4A player in our classification. We're going to put him on the first team all-state. And they did it anyway, even though he was hurt. So everybody in the world knows that Jordan Anderson was one of the best tailbacks in the state of Illinois this year. It's just, again, too many people recruit based off the stopwatch.
Okay. So the next up is Owen Anderson, no relation, I'm assuming, tied in from Skillman, New Jersey. Brad, any thoughts about this 6'5", 235-pound tight end?
Well, obviously they needed to replace some – they need some tight ends, a guy who can catch the ball, Daniel Barker being, you know, leaving. So, you know, it's a position of need. They needed a couple of these guys. They got two guys here. We're going to talk about the other guy later. So, Anderson, you know, obviously in Bielema's system, you got to be able to block, and you want a guy who has good hands and can make catches, those short yardage, you know, third and four situations where a guy who can get in the, you know – to make those tough catches, you know, against a linebacker or whatever, get some space. And so in the end zone, you know, play action situations there. And so that's where Anderson kind of fits, I think.
Okay. Ked?
Well, I don't want to, you know, when I talk about tight ends, and one of the things I talk about all the time, and I don't want to be redundant, is what Iowa does and what Wisconsin does. And, you know, Owen's he's a Brett Bielema recruit. So I like to see them throw the ball to a tight end a little bit more. And maybe this is a guy that, because they recruited him themselves, you know, that he may be the guy that, like Brad mentioned, that can block and, you know, and they can throw those short routes too and stretch the field a little bit. I think last year, I mean, I know late in the season, they start throwing the ball to the tight end a little bit more, or at least they were looking for the tight end a little bit more. So, you know, being 6'4", 235 pounds, you know, obviously he's going to get a little bit stronger. You know, all the kids will at some point. But, you know, I think, you know, looking long term, you know, he may be a guy that, you know, kind of flow under the radar a little bit. And hopefully, and, you know, I know he has good hands, hopefully that they'll throw the ball a little bit more towards tight ends.
Matt, what did you think of Owen Anderson?
Talked to Ben Miller about him, the tight ends coach at Illinois. And one of the interesting things is that Owen actually is going to be one of the older incoming freshmen in the 2022 season. The reason being is that he reclassified actually in the opposite way you would think. Normally guys reclassify and they are actually going up a step, meaning they're going to be young, one of the youngest player freshmen that they're incoming. He actually spent an extra year in prep school at the Hun School in New Jersey. And so he was supposed to be a 2021 kid, did the extra year of prep school, and it really paid off for him. Had a great year at the Hun School this year. Got seen by Andy Boo, the inside linebacker coach at Illinois, who has a lot of ties to the New Jersey area and specifically that Catholic conference in New Jersey. Reported what he saw to Brett Bielema and to Ben Miller, and they loved him. And I think that his age and his experience and his maturity is going to be allow him the opportunity to maybe get in the mix for that tight end spot. If Daniel Barker continues to be in the NFL draft, there's going to be an opening there for a spot for somebody.
Okay, good. Well, any type of school named after the Huns, I mean, come on. I mean, that's hard to push that. You know, if you're going to go to a place named after that, it's kind of like going to Mongol High School. There's some degree of respect you get just by the name. But let's take a look at the next one here. Now, Jared Beatty, 6'4", 220, outside linebacker. I know his name has been bandied about quite a bit here in the state of Illinois. Brad, what are your thoughts on him?
I mean, he's probably the highest rated guy on the list. I mean, he's one of those guys I think he can come in and play a little bit, probably play on special teams this freshman year, but I think he can be a fit that, you know, kind of long, athletic outside linebacker, you know, in this defense. So, I think he's very versatile. I think he's a really good player. You see a lot of upside with him, and, you know, obviously every player that comes in got to get a little stronger, but I think he can come in and make a contribute early.
Yep. Good. Ked, what were your thoughts on him?
First of all, I mean, his size, I mean, think about it, a 6'5", you know, linebacker, his arms, like you mentioned, they're long. I mean, just very, very long arms. And, you know, it's good footwork in the film, you know, that I've seen. And the thing, you know, I don't want to say this is the end all be all, but you look at this kid's scholarship offers, Arizona State, you know, Matt, you know, wrote this earlier today, Iowa State, Tennessee, and Minnesota, and Michigan State. That should tell you right there what kind of player he is and the kind of guy that Illinois was able to land. And he's an Illinois guy. You know, Coach Bielema talked about making sure he took care of the state. This is another one of those guys that he was able to sell to stay in state.
Good. Matt?
Jared Beatty is a guy that he got off on the wrong foot with me because I had to write his commitment story on Independence Day, July 4th. And I was at a barbecue. Other than that, it was a really big day for the Illinois football when he committed. And the reason being is that Ked's right. There were a lot of big boy power programs that were trying to flip him to another program since he did commit on July 4th and early in that summer. And he just didn't let it happen. And the reason is that I think he is sold on the idea of Kevin Kane getting to put his hands on him as an outside linebacker coach. And the system that Illinois runs is going to allow him to do a lot of different things as a stand-up outside linebacker. And he's already proven on film that he can do it. And when what Brett Bielema was able to even show the media on Wednesday at what he was doing at Oswego East. So just a big-time athlete and a guy that is already – physically capable of going and disrupting the quarterback, even as a true freshman. And I think that when he gets a little bit more skilled, he's going to be a handful to deal with.
Great. So that's good to hear. Now, the next guy is wide receiver Hank Beatty from Rochester, 5'11", 180. And I will tell everybody right now that as soon as you're done with this podcast, go look for Sturdy for 30. It is a fantastic interview with Hank. And you're going to be amazed that this is a senior in high school when you listen to him talk. Sounds like somebody who's like a young businessman or something like that. So, Brad, give us all the inside information on Hank.
Yeah, Hank is, he put up video game numbers in his high school career. He played, for those of you who don't know, he played wide receiver to start with. His sophomore year, he's starting wide receiver on a state championship team. Has put up just crazy numbers. Last year, of course, we didn't really have a season, but he had to play quarterback, and this year he played quarterback. So they ran him. They had him throw the ball then they'd split him out wide. They'd come up and then he'd run out, and they'd just try and get him the ball in space. He's just a dynamic playmaker. He is so quick in and out of cuts. He has great hands. As a receiver, they're going to play him in the slot. He could return kicks. There are situations they're going to get him on the ball on jet sweeps. They're going to get him the ball in, you know, in the backfield. I mean, you just got to get the ball in this kid's hands. Hank, you know, he's from my alma mater, so I've known him for a long time. I watched him kind of grow up, you know, a little bit. You know, watched him come through, and just a phenomenal athlete. Great family, great kid. And like you say, he did a great job interviewing me on Sturdy for 30.
He did. Kid.
When I see this kid, the first thing that comes to my mind, S-P-E-E-D, speed, speed, speed. They need athletes. And he fits that mold to me. He reminds me coming out of high school. If people remember this receiver from Iowa named Tim Dwight, who was just an amazing athlete, who was just fast and, you know, wasn't the biggest kid in the world, but just competitive. And just like you, Brad mentioned, you could put him anywhere, but can you imagine him, you know, he's 180 pounds right now, but in a couple of years, how much bigger he'll be and faster. I just would like to see where they're going to play him at and where he'll be most successful.
Matt?
I'm not going to repeat what Brad and Ked said. I mean, on the field, they said it all. Hank Beatty is a great story for me. And what ends up happening is you start digging into this and you start realizing that Hank Beatty's the first Gatorade Illinois, you know, player of the year in 10 years to sign with Illinois. I mean, I don't want to repeat that, but Riley O'Toole was the last Gatorade Illinois player of the year to sign with Illinois. And that was in 2010, 2011. It's been too long for one of the more highly productive players in Illinois high school football to sign with Illinois. And Hank Beatty did that. I mean, and then you look at the lineage of, you know, dad, mom, grandma, grandpa all went to the University of Illinois, and Hank will get a chance to do that as well. And so I'm really happy that this staff took Hank Beatty, because I think previous administrations were looked at what Hank Beatty, you know, how big he was, how tall he was, and they would have immediately crossed him off a list. And I think they would have made a big mistake.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. So now one of the guys who's one of the more interesting ones to me, 6'7", Henry Boyer, 250-pound tight end. Now I also want you guys to answer me. Is there any chance he could be a tackle someday, or is he going to be just a massive tight end here at University of Illinois? Brad?
I think that's a question that a lot of people had. From the way I understand it, he's going to start at tight end, and we'll see how it goes. But he's obviously a big kid, you know, he's huge. But I think he's probably as a tight end, you know, what Illinois used a lot of times, it's like the barge formation. Maybe you can actually have a tight end in there. You don't have to put another offensive lineman. But yeah, Boyer's a guy who can come in and, you know, he's physical. He gets in this, you know, college weight program, and just kind of beefs up, you know, he could be a really effective, you know, blocking tight end, red zone tight end, and also a guy who, you know, if he does keep growing, maybe he could develop into, because he got good feet. So you some of those best tackles are those guys who have good feet.
Kid?
Well, I'll tell you what, when I see this kid, you know, and you look at the roster, not just this kid, look at the size that we've talked about. We haven't gone through all these kids yet. You know, 6'6", 250 pounds. And I like the fact that they're going toward this direction. You know, earlier in the season, you know, a lot of people were complaining about tight ends, throw the ball to tight end. And, you know, now maybe, you know, that's what they're going to do. But I like the makeup of what's happening and developing. You know, we talked earlier about the foundation of the program. They're setting it. You know, when you look at the other teams across the Big Ten, the size and the big boys, when this kid's a sophomore or junior, you know, depending upon if he redshirts or not, this is going to be a nice, nice addition to have. And it gives you another passing option.
Matt, what do you think about Mr. Boyer?
Henry Boyer is one of my favorite players. And let me answer your question, Mike Kegley, because I asked Ben Miller this, the tight ends coach at Illinois. He joked with me, well, we're going to start him at tight end. If he wants to eat his way to offensive tackle, more power to him. But no, they want him at tackle.
I resemble that remark.
I do too. they want him at tight end. And the reason being is that here's a kid out of the Chicago Catholic League. And I don't want to get too hyperbolic. The kid has no ego. He goes through an entire high school games, probably the best athlete on the field at 6'7", 250. He might get two or three passes thrown his way all way because of the system that Brother Rice runs on offense. Is more of a run oriented scheme, and he just likes to beat on people. I watched him in the regular season finale go to Marist and win that football game, and he told me, he says, I don't really care what my role is here or at Illinois. I want to win football games, and I want to win a state championship. And they got really, really close getting to the state semis this year. I think Brett Bielema, Tony Peterson, and Ben Miller are really going to enjoy coaching this kid, because anything they ask this kid to do, physically, he's going to be capable of doing it. They already know that. And then mentally, he's going to be very, very coachable. And I think he's the perfect, again, type of kid that if you're going to keep your promise about being true to your in-state ties and in-state roots, Henry Boyer is the kind of kid you want to take.
Yeah, and amazingly, at 6'7", he's not even the tallest guy in the class. So we'll talk about that a little later on. Next up is offensive lineman Matt Fries from New Jersey. 6'5", 275. Ked, what are your thoughts on this yet another man mountain that we're seeing coming to Illinois?
It was really unique. I had a chance to talk to Matt a couple of times, and what I liked about him, he talked about Brett Bielema and building the foundation at the University of Illinois. And, you know, this kid did his homework. I mean, he knew a lot about the Illinois program. He knew a lot about the success that the coaching staff has had. And I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think he has a brother that played at Penn State, I believe. You know, so I know there's some a lot of talent in the family. So, you know, playing at the highest level of Division I basketball shouldn't be a surprise to him.
And Matt, what were your thoughts coming out of New Jersey?
To echo what Ked said, I'm going to use a racehorse terminology. The bloodlines are very, very good for Matt Fries. His older brother was a four-year starter at Penn State. He just got drafted by the Indianapolis Colts and made the roster. And then you talk about, again, guys like Andy Boo, guys like Bart Miller, and guys like Brett Bielema, who all have significant ties in the state of New Jersey. And Matt was able to immediately get bought into what was going on here with this 2022 recruiting class, and was immediately another chemistry piece along with some of the other offensive linemen we're going to talk about in this class that immediately made sense. And I'm another piece to this, you know, Illinois recruiting class that just made sense.
Excellent. Excellent. So next up is defensive back TJ Griffin. And 6'1", 195 pounds. Brad, what did you think about Mr. Griffin?
So Griffin's one of those guys, you know, he was on a really bad football team. So this kid, the story's great. Mac can probably tell more about the story, but the story of how he was recruited, you know, Ryan Walters going to watch his, basketball game. But I'm telling you, I watched the film on this kid. When I watched Griffin on video, this was one of my favorite guys because he went and got the ball. Like, literally, this dude he caught the ball at his apex when he played wide receiver. He was such a, just such a ball hawk. And I think there's something he said that reminding me, the only question really on him right now is what's his speed like? You know, we don't really know that, but all I know is he's a guy who makes plays. And there's something to be said for that.
And Matt, what were your thoughts here? Because I know you've got some background with him.
I want to echo everything that Brad said. I feel like if this kid had gone to another high school in the state of Illinois, he would have been highly recruited. And I don't mean that as a dig at Stagg High School, but he's the first Division I prospect that high school has ever produced, football player that the high school has ever produced. And Sturdy, I know that you probably come out of it sometimes in basketball recruiting where – if the kid's just at a bad program, like, coaches just won't go watch the kid. I mean, honestly, and he gets kind of this is a kid that fell through the cracks because of a situation that wasn't of his doing. And athletically, I think everything that they ask him to do at a potential at safety, and by the way, his position coach is going to be defensive coordinator Ryan Walters. There's definite potential here, and I think athletically he is just so gifted. And if you can get past the idea that he just played on a god awful program at Stag, he stood out, and his film is what got him at Illinois.
And
how many times do you see a guy make first team all 8A all state and his team goes 0-9? And the other thing to say about this, people don't understand, like, in basketball, they have AAU where they can go play travel ball. There isn't really AAU for these kids in football. It's what you do in your high school season or in 7-on-7s in the summer. So you don't have AAU like series. So he can't go showcase himself with, you know, the Mac Urban Fire, Mean Streets, or the Wolves, whoever it is, or Mid-Pro Academy, whatever AAU team. I don't want to leave any out and get in trouble. But, you know, whatever basketball team it is, they go play, they showcase themselves. And he didn't get that opportunity. So it's really impressive.
Yeah.
And Mom played basketball at the JUCO level too. So, I mean, again, the bloodlines are very, very good for this kid athletically.
Yeah. And for those people who want to know a little bit more about TJ, Ked did on his podcast, Ked's Recruiting Roundup. He did a November 11th episode where he talked to TJ, and, you know, this is just a high quality kid, just a fantastic interview. And I anybody who wants to listen to it, I would tell you to go ahead and take a few moments. You'll be glad you did. Next up on the list, a wide receiver, Ashton Hollins out of Mississippi, 6'5", 170 pounds. Brad, any thoughts on this? Sounds like he could play, be like a shooting guard with that type of numbers.
Yeah, maybe could play some hoops. But no, he's an athlete. You know, another guy who's an athlete. He's long. He can get on the out. They can use him as an outside wide receiver, I think, and, you know, maybe make plays on the ball. You know, one thing we noticed this year with the wide receiving core was they weren't very good at making plays on the ball. So you get these guys that are maybe a little bigger who can stretch the field and make a play on it in a one-on-one, you know? And so I think that's where he fits. Obviously I don't know a lot about him being from Mississippi, except what I saw on the film. Looks like he can run and look like he's long. And so he needs to get stronger, but, you know, that's why he's going to college.
Matt, what are your thoughts?
So here's the story on Ashton Hollins, and I think every Illinois fan can thank Nick Saban for the fact that Ashton Hollins has signed with the University of Illinois, and here's why. Alabama hosts a high school camp right before COVID shut everything down, and what happened was is that Nick Saban allowed a whole bunch of college coaches to show up on his campus and basically be there to scout kids. Ashton Hollins was one of them, and he ran a sub 4.440 twice in front of George McDonald. And George McDonald immediately called his boss and said, hey, Brett, we got a player here. I mean, we can do something with him. So then he goes and he plays high school football down in South Mississippi. And he's a tough scout when you look at his film. Not that you don't see the athlete. The athlete stands out. But he's being forced to play quarterback at his high school program because that's where they need him to be. And so you have to basically kind of translate his skill set to what he is going to be at the college level, which is a highly touted wide receiver at 6'5", 180, probably five that they want him to get at, maybe even 200. But athletically, you're talking about a kid that's a multi-sport athlete, basketball, baseball, football, and has all the tools to be a highly productive wide receiver in Brett and Tony Peterson's scheme, especially on the outside on the perimeter. It's just a matter of getting him used to playing consistently at wide receiver and understanding what they're going to ask him to do out there. But athletically, he's about as gifted as anybody in this class. And I think that they got a gem because, you know, again, Nick Saban allowed a whole bunch of college coaches to watch his camp and George McDonald just happened to be there.
Yeah. A big wide receiver who's fast is music to most football fan ears. And he's got a presence about him. You know, the pictures you saw of him signing, he just looks like a rock star. You know, he's one of those guys. I'm sitting there looking in picture and I'm like, I could see him playing wide receiver in the NFL. He looks the part. So sometimes if you get somebody right out of central casting, sometimes you're really happy you did that. Next up, one of my favorite names from the thing, Malachi Hood, 6'2", 210 pound linebacker. Mr. Sturdy, thoughts on this gentleman?
Yeah, another kid from Joliet Catholic. Obviously, that's a, you know, a great pipeline to have because they're really good every year. But what I watched the film of him, I see a kid who also, you know, he's a linebacker. I wonder if he's more of a, you know, I could see him playing almost like where you saw Sidney Brown playing a little bit, like the, you know, almost like a linebacker DB type situation. And so I'm really impressed with what he does. He's a good tackler, good athlete, just a guy who can play, and your top 15 player in the state. And these are the kind of guys you want to get consistently year after year.
Matt?
When you go watch Joliet Catholic and you go watch warmups, your eyes immediately go to Malachi Hood. And I didn't even know who he was at the time, but I was like, oh yeah, I got to go find out who that kid is, because he does stuff in warmups. That's just, he does these jumping exercises where like his knee almost touched the crossbar of the goalpost. I mean, it's insane how athletically gifted he is. And then over at Joliet Catholic, they've got him playing safety this past year for on a team that won the state championship. And he's talking to Andy Boo going, well, they've got me at safety. Why do you want me at linebacker? And Andy Boo flat out told him, well, if you can play safety over at Joliet Catholic, you can play linebacker for me. And I fully expect him to, yeah, kind of be one of those hybrid safety linebacker types. But boy, if he can get a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, and Andy Boo can put his experience toward, you know, coaching him, I think he can be a heck of a middle linebacker in this 3-4 system at Illinois. And I think Andy Boo is more than happy and encouraged about the idea of coaching him.
Excellent. That's good to hear. So now we go to the outside linebacker, Gabe Backus, out of Florida, 6'4", 245 pounds. That is impressive. Brad, what are we looking for here?
Well, that's a great flip, signing day flip. You know, I know he's committed to Tulane, but also you thought he was going to Tennessee. I think most people thought he was going to Tennessee because he visited Tennessee. So this is a great flip. You get a guy who can, you know, rush the passer, get after the passer. I mean, that's prototypical size for that position, 6'4", 245, long arms, just a guy who can, you know, a Florida kid, you know, who can come in and play. He can get after it. And he's outside linebacker, but here in this system, he's going to be standing up and rushing the passer, you know, so he can do that.
Matt, what are your thoughts on this talented athlete?
I echo what Sturdy said. When he went to Tennessee and then went radio silent after that visit, I thought he was headed to Knoxville. I mean, it was done. And the fact that Illinois was able to secure this flip and then basically hold this flip 2 weeks after he took the trip to Champaign, and then he goes to a couple other schools. This kid is a kid that I think of all the incoming freshmen, I think he could have an impact early on if he gets into the playbook and he gets with Coach Kevin Kane or with the outside linebackers. He just has a natural instinct to go get the quarterback. And they'll figure out everything else they want to do scheme-wise with him over the next few years of development. But he might be a guy where physically, in terms of strength and in terms of athletic ability, just go get the guy with the football. Go get the quarterback, and we'll figure out everything else. And that could be his thing. I love the fact that when Brett Bielema went to go visit him and went to go see him, he went to go watch him wrestle and said that he looked like a Greek god, like on the wrestling mat. I mean, this kid is just physically a absolute gift to God in a sense of what his body type is going to look like. He's not going to look like an 18, 19 year old incoming freshman when he gets here for fall camp. And I think that he could be an impact player.
A little bit of Simeon Rice kind of, you know, you see the,
a little bit.
The
yeah,
potential
I like it.
There. Yeah. Next up, here's a name that Bear fans are going to be slightly familiar with. Linebacker James Kreutz out of Lake Forest. 6'1", 210 pounder. Brad, where do you see this guy's bloodlines taking him to?
Okay, so if you're going to be an offensive player, a skill position player, and you want to go play in college, you're going to play for Derek Leonard at Rochester. If you're going to play linebacker in college, go play for John Hollisack at Loyola Academy.
Yeah.
So I think this kid is the most underrated kid in the state of Illinois. Because again, when they measure people with, he's not the fastest. He's not quite big enough. He's not fast enough. All I know is that he tackles people a lot and he makes plays. And he's a guy who's smart. He understands the game. I look at him as like, if we go back, you know, 5-6 years to Jake Hansen, you get a guy, Jake Hansen was too small. He was under recruited, just wasn't a 6'1", 215, you know. This is the same type of guy who might have more upside even than Hansen. And Jake Hansen turned out really good. So I think this is just a football player. And he'll do whatever it takes to win, and he's going to be that guy. And, you know, I just really like him. I'm glad they chose to take him late. So I think he's a really good fit there. Now, here's the other thing about him. People may not realize. He just turned 17 in August. So he's one of the youngest players that you're going to have. He will turn 18. He'll come summer at 17 years old.
Wow.
And so he has huge upside. And I really like them taking this kid. I'm actually excited that they took it in the last week.
Matt?
I can't echo everything that Sturdy said even more. Like, I'll just add this. If John Holacek, who was an all Big Ten player at the University of Illinois, calls up Brett Bielema and says, "This kid is the best player I've ever coached, period, end of quote," you take him. Especially you take him if you're Brett Bielema and you know, I'm not going to hit the 85 scholarship limit by the time we get to fall camp. So I might as well take a kid that an all Big Ten player at Illinois, who I've said I want to keep my promise about, you know, securing as many in-state kids that I think are talented as I can. If this guy thinks he's the best defensive player and or the best player I've ever coached in my time as a high school coach, you take him. And if it doesn't work out, fine. But you're going to allow for the possibility that this kid, with again the bloodlines of having been Olin's son, and the younger brother of Josh Kreutz, who's going to probably get a chance to start on the offensive line next year at Illinois at center. All of those things lead me to believe that James Kreutz is going to have every opportunity under Andy Boo, again, as an inside linebacker, to have a successful college career, being productive, doing something for Illinois. And again, it's just, if for nothing else, if James Kreutz ends up being a complete flame out as a non-starter for 4 years at Illinois, you've at least told John Holacek, "I'm going to trust you when you tell me to take a kid," because that's going to build a bridge for the University of Illinois trying to rebuild the Chicagoland area of in-state recruiting that Brett Bielema wants to value so much. So there's so many reasons beyond what James Kreutz could provide to you on the football field. You take this kid. Oh, by the way, I think he could probably be a good football player by the time he's an upperclassman too.
Yeah, he's one to get excited about. Now, out of Gibson City, Aiden Lowry, 5'11", 190-pound speedster. Now, my son played football at Tri-Valley, so Gibson City puts out some athletes. Bryce Barnes, I actually coached in AAU basketball a few years back. Brad, what do you think about Mr. Lowry?
Just speed. I mean, just he's speed. You can have him return kicks, punts. You can have him line up in the wide receiver slot. You can put him in the backfield. You can do – just this kid, you get him the ball and a chance to run, and he's fast. I mean, just he's faster than everybody else. Illinois didn't have a lot of speed. You know, you watched him play last year. They weren't overly fast, and this is the kind of guy you got to get. And you also, you got to love who you're beating. You're beating, you know, Iowa. You're beating Michigan State, Minnesota, Rutgers. You're beating teams that are in the Big Ten that you're going to play against, and now he's on your side. So this is a really – I think this is a really important recruit for Brett Bielema and his staff.
Matt, what do you think about him?
When you're going to take Jordan Anderson, you might as well try to take the opposite at the same position as Jordan Anderson. And in every way, shape, or form as a back, Leighton Loffrey is exactly the opposite. So what Brett Bielema and Corey Patterson did with this recruitment is they've effectively, in this first recruiting class, the 2022 class, they've acquired thunder and lightning in the backfield. And they're trying to replicate, maybe even at a higher level, what Chase Brown and Josh McCray are doing right now on this current Illinois roster with what they're doing with power and speed. And so I agree with what Sturdy said. He is all about speed. You cannot allow this type of a talent to end up at Iowa, which would have happened under previous administrations. I'm thrilled to death that, again, this staff identified and pulled the trigger as quickly as they did on this kid. And I think it allowed them to beat some of these power programs in the Big Ten that would have would have felt like it was easy over the last few years to take a kid like Aiden Offrey out of the state of Illinois and into their program.
Great. That's good to hear. Next up, out of New Jersey, Donovan Leary, the 6'3", 210-pound quarterback. Brad?
Yeah, I mean, they really like this kid. I mean, they took him early. They went after him and got him, and they won. He's a kid that they really liked, and he is a pro-style guy. Fits what they're, you know, what they want from a quarterback position. You can see it. He's maybe, you know, he's 6'2", 6'3", whatever. He's, you know, 190. He'll be 200-plus pounds. He got a nice arm, 6'3", 210, whatever they list him at. But he's got a strong arm. He can throw the ball down the field. He's a guy who can, you know, play action pass type. You know, he just really fits. He's not immobile. You know what I mean? He's not like super – he's not slow or anything. But he's not a dual threat either. He's a pro style. So I think he really fits, and they like him a lot. I think there's some things they can clean up with his mechanics that will make him more accurate. And I think when they do that, you'll see him be – I think he's got a chance to, you know, obviously he's not going to play this year. You know, you've got guys with the guys that transfer and with Sikowski coming back and who are the guys on campus. But, I mean, I think down the road, he's probably your starting quarterback.
So, Matt, what do you think about what apparently is the new mandatory for Illinois quarterbacks? You must come from New Jersey.
They look, here's the deal. Yeah, they tried with Marco Lanitz, who 2 days ago committed to Iowa, and they were in play for that kid too over at your favorite school, Mike, the Hun school.
Yeah.
So here's the deal with Donovan Leary. Let me just get it out of the way. The bloodlines are there again. His brother Devin had a really successful 2021 season as the starting quarterback at NC State. And they feel like Donovan has the same kind of athletic ability and traits as his older brother. His high school program was not as good as when Devin was there. And I think that Donovan holds a little bit of a chip on his shoulder that everybody kind of talks about his older brother as being the better prospect and the better guy. And I think Illinois is getting a kid that's going to work his butt off in that quarterback room with Tony Peterson. There are some things, Sturdy's absolutely right. There are some things with how they want him to like use his legs when he throws and have better footwork when he throws, and that it will help him with his accuracy. But those are things that you can teach an 18 or 19 year old over time, when you don't have to rush him into being the starting quarterback. And Illinois does not. If what they do with the domino effect of their quarterback position, doing what they want to do, the kid has a quick release. He has almost all the physical tools you would ask out of a quarterback. And then I asked Tony Peterson specifically on Wednesday, what kind of a personality he was, because they make a big deal out of, are you a loud guy? Are you a guy that walks in a room and you know he's there? Or do you have the leadership qualities? And they really feel like Donovan has those types of leadership qualities. They've seen it when they go to actually scout him live at a game. They feel like his teammates really rallied around him and really had some leadership qualities on a high school team that wasn't as good as he would have liked them to be, and it wasn't as good as his older brother produced over there at Timber Creek. But I think they feel like they're getting a steal here and a kid that probably would have been, more highly recruited if his team had been a little bit better and if he'd have been able to produce some better results. I think some schools would have gotten in on him late.
Excellent. So next up is offensive lineman Clayton Leonard, 6'4", 275. We're starting to see a little bit of a pattern here with these offensive linemen. Brad, what are your thoughts on this, another road grader coming to town?
Yeah, I think Leonard's your in-state kid. I think he's going to take some more time to develop maybe than maybe like Oakler, Whitenack, or the JUCO kid, Adams. I think you're going to see him be a guy who takes – or even Fries for that matter. But I think Leonard's a guy, you got size, you know, you can develop him. He's got to, you know, maybe, you know, get a little bit stronger to play in the Big Ten. He's a smart kid. He's going to be a kid who's he's a good athlete, basketball player too. So he's probably a little leaner than they're going to want, you know, when he gets to playing in college. And he's also got a younger brother who's really good, you know, as well. So I think this was kind of one, this is an in-state kid that you don't want to miss out on, because this is kind of you take some of these guys who maybe come in and play right away, whether it's Adams, whatever, then you take a kid who's more of a down the road guy. And I think he's got a chance to play down the road if he develops properly.
Matt.
The one thing with Clayton that I'll say is that, and you're never going to know this looking at his film, and his film is really, really good. Is he going to be able to rise to the occasion of the higher level? Because he is just a dominant force at the class 1A level in Illinois high school football. I think he can, and I think he's smart enough to, and I think if you give him plenty of time, he'll be able to do that. I wouldn't be shocked if going from Big Ten Conference college football all the way from being a class 1A guy at Iroquois West is going to be a little daunting for him overall. And I think they're going to want him to struggle. And I think they're going to want him to get a little bit bigger. I think they're going to want him to, you know, put on some weight and put on some strength. But if all of those things happen, again, another guy that I think Bart Miller identified really, really early and said, this kid's getting under recruited simply because of the level of football he's playing at. And, you know, maybe he isn't as big as what some of these other schools want. But I think he's going to buy into his evaluation of a kid. And I think if there's anybody on the staff that you should trust, especially on the offensive side, it's Bart Miller and what he's identifying with his position group. And I think Clayton will benefit from that.
Another one, defensive back Elijah McCantos from Miami, Florida, 6 foot and 185 pounds.
I may be crazy, but I watched McCantos film, and the one thing I like about him, he's a really aggressive guy. They play man. He played a lot. He's played some man coverage. He will get up into people. He will tackle from that position. I think he might play. I think he could play early. I may be wrong, but that's my thought. I think he's a guy who can come in and get some time early or at least compete.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Matt?
You want to talk about somebody that absolutely embodies the cornerback coach Aaron Henry on this Illinois football staff? It's this kid McCantos. I mean, Sturdy, did you see the film that Bielema showed where he just lit that kid up on the sideline? I mean, literally yes. Almost knocked him out of the game. I mean, that's exactly what
after shed the block and just threw the guy out of the way, and it just kills the guy. I'm just amazing. Yeah. Yep.
There's no doubt that this kid, from a physicality standpoint, has everything that they're looking for. And then from an athletic standpoint, he's already got to be there. Otherwise, they wouldn't even be looking at him from trying to take him all the way from Miami to Champaign. Aaron Henry is going to fall in love with this kid if he hasn't already. I think he's a special, special player. The head football coach at the University of Illinois sees things in him that he's already sees in Devin Witherspoon, his starting corner on the opposite side. So there's definite potential here for the kid to do big things in the Big Ten and big things at Illinois. And I agree with Sturdy. I think he could have the biggest impact as a true freshman, especially on that defense. And that's saying something, because that defense has a lot of returning starters, and his position coach is going to ask a lot out of him. But this kid could be special, and I think you could see him in some nickel situations real early on in the 2022 season.
Well, that's a fun one to think about. Now, the next one is wide receiver Sean Miller, 6 foot, 195 pounds. And I've heard a lot of people pretty excited about him. Brad?
Yeah, I think you get Miller, you got the whole package. You get a guy who just has good hands. He can play it. He's polished. He can play outside. He can get over the top on people, but also he can run it, you know, crossing patterns. He can run outs. He can make, you know, he understands how to play the position. And so I think, you know, playing at IMG, obviously, at, you know, very high level, the highest level you can play at, really, when it comes to high school football, I think he's got a chance. He'll come in and play. I think he'll play early. And they need help with wide receiver. And I think he's a guy who could come in and make an impact right away. I really like this get. This is a guy who, you know, I don't know. He's only a 3-star. I could see this kid. I watch him play and watch his film. I've watched games. I think he could be a 4-star real easily at wide receiver.
Excellent. Matt, what are your thoughts on the IMG Academy graduate?
This is not a slam on George McDonald or Brett Bielema or the Illini program, but if Sean Miller is 6'4" instead of 6 feet, Illinois has no chance of even sniffing his recruitment. Not a chance. And I think that the fact that he doesn't measure out again the way that normal people want to measure out, and they just refuse to look at the film because they go, well, 6 feet, 190, and we'll pass. And again, I think when you're going to recruit to the ruler or recruit to the stopwatch, Brett Bielema is just going to do the opposite and kind of zig when you want to zag. And they got a kid that I think can be, I'll just say it. I think he could be the third leading receiver maybe even the second leading receiver for Illinois next season. I mean, I think he's going to get that kind of an opportunity to play right away, because nobody on this wide receiver, you know, depth chart short of Isaiah Williams has really set themselves apart as having a spot guaranteed for next season. And I think that when Sean Miller arrives in January, which he plans on doing, that's going to leave him an opportunity in the spring to get into the offense. And by the time fall camp rolls around, I think you're going to find a confident young man that's going to be able to make some plays and really produce what he can, what at least what he can do on the outside and in the slot. I think there's a lot of different ways that they can use Sean Miller. And I think he's just a really, really talented young man. And I think Illinois got a really good find here.
That's great to hear, especially, you know, when Illinois needed some playmakers at the wide receiver position, to hear they got somebody who might be able to make a difference. Next one up is Magnus Møller from Denmark. It looks like Magnus, and I'll be honest with you, I'm going to go on the record as saying, if you can have as many Magnuses on a roster as possible, that's probably a good thing. But at 6'9", 300 pounds, Lord only knows how big he might be by the time it's time to graduate. So, Brad, what are your thoughts about the Denmark mountain that's coming our way?
Well, I'm glad he's done with his time on Game of Thrones as the mountain. Now he has some free time to play football for Illinois. So, but he is, I look at this kid, the scary part for me, this kid, he looks skinny. Like I mean, I shouldn't say skinny, but this kid can be, he could carry 30 more pounds and look like an offensive tackle. He moves well. It would not shock me to see this kid in the NFL someday. And I say that, and I don't want to say that, you know, it's easy to make the NFL, but I mean, you just can't teach that kind of size. And he's so tall. I know that, you know, they say, well, sometimes there's not that many guys that tall, but man, if he's 6'9", 330 with the way he moves, I think he could be something special. And he's a road grader. He's going to add to that road grader style that they're going to have with he and Whitenack and the Adams, just big kids who they want to get after people and drive through. So, yeah, I really like him, and I think he's it's a fun story. And he's a black belt, too, in Taekwondo, so I will never say anything bad to his face, ever, ever.
Well, I'm glad that you're making that choice, because we do not need the ultimate Illini insider squashed like a bug, because I'm thinking that basically he could take on the whole Illini guy's staff and not even know he was in a fight.
Yes,
Matt, where are you at on this giant of a man?
Let me echo what Sturdy said. Is there any chance that this kid, when he arrives for fall semester, isn't the most dangerous person on campus? Like, you're talking about 6'9", 300 with a black belt and Taekwondo. Like, you want to take a chance with him? Go have at it, Haas. Like, best of luck to you. And then, because I'm a storyteller, I like to try to get into how this kid thinks, what he's thinking about, what his personality is like. I talked to Joey Okla about it, and they sat next to each other during Illinois' 47-14 win in the season finale against Northwestern. And he looked at me and he goes, Matt, he says, I spent 5 minutes talking to this kid. And he goes, he can't shut up. Like, he won't shut up. Like, he can carry a conversation. When he walks into a room, you know, he's there. Like, he is physically and verbally a dominant human being. I mean, and Brett Bielema talked to us on Wednesday about when he gets on the football field, he's mean. He is legitimately mean and nasty, and that's what they want. My only concern when they started recruiting a player like this is that when you're that tall and you're that big, do you bend and do you have the athleticism that they want you to have at that position? Do you bend over at the waist? Do you kind of look awkward? I talked to Bart Miller about it on Wednesday. He says he doesn't have those bad habits. He has no habits, more or less. Like, he doesn't have bad habits because he has no habits. And so he doesn't have the idea that, you know, you bend over at the waist. No. He moves his feet. Athletically, I think he's the perfect project for Illinois, because I agree with Sturdy. I think at the highest ceiling for Magnus Møller, he could be an all Big Ten first team selection and an NFL draft pick. I think if you and when you think about taking somebody like this and you let Bart Miller have his hands on him for a couple of years when he's learning, still learning the position and learning college football, you also bridge, again, I'm talking about bridges that are being built in this recruiting class internationally. When that scouting service that provided Mountus Moeller to Illinois and the other programs, notices that they're taking care of him and that he's projectable and he's working toward being a starter at Illinois, they're going to send more players like this to Illinois, and that's going to open up doors for Illinois. And I feel like this kid is just the perfect kind of projectable guy that could be the left tackle of your future. I saw it at Auburn with a kid named Prince Tagawane, who had only played 2 years of American football and ends up being an all SEC left tackle and an NFL draft pick. I could see this kid being the exact same trajectory if everything works out.
Yeah. And it seems like with his length, if he's got decent footwork with the length of arms he has, he's just going to be a fearsome pass blocker, because you can't even, you remember those films, when you're a kid, when somebody's holding on to the head of somebody and the guy can't reach, to even hit. And this guy could potentially pull that stunt on people. Next up, the guy that I call Matt's guy, Joey Okla, Heartland, Wisconsin, 6'3", 300-pounder. A little piece of trivia here. I sold a full-page ad in the Heartland Yellow Pages in 1992. Those are hard to sell, and people who don't know what the Yellow Pages are, just stop this right now, because I'm not going to argue with you. But the bottom line is this kid, 6'3", 300. He's a kid who's a leader. He has been somebody who has tried to recruit others to come and be a part of this class. Brad, what do you think of Joey?
Yeah, I think he's probably the most polished guy of the freshmen coming in all offensive line. I think he's a guy who can come in and he could compete. I mean, like early on, I mean, he's got size, he's got strength. He's got one thing I love about his film is his technique, way he can get guys into angles. He turns guys. It doesn't have to be, he's playing center. I think he played guard. I play either guard position or center. And he can do those things where he gets guys turned. He has great footwork, technique. Those are little things. And those are things they won't have to teach him when he comes in. He's already 300 pounds. Yeah, I like Okla. I think he's a really good get for Illinois.
All right, Matt, you can go ahead. Your turn. You've been waiting.
I can't believe Joey Okla is going to make an Oconomowoc High School graduate do this, but he was so properly coached at Arrowhead High School that I think that Brad Sturdy is absolutely 100% correct. I think he has the ability to not only play at guard at the college level, but he could slide over and play center because he's already done that. I think he could play three different positions, right and left guard and center. I think he can do all of the things that you're going to ask him to do. I wish Joey Okla was showing up in January, because I agree with Sturdy. I think he could have a potential rotation spot by the time fall camp would have rolled around if he could have early enrolled. He's not going to be able to do that. So I think he's going to use the 2022 season as a redshirt year. But there's no doubt that Joey Okla's commitment to Illinois, despite the fact that his only other offer was Eastern Illinois, I'm here to tell you that if Brett Bielema was still at Wisconsin, Joey Okla would have been a Wisconsin Badger. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind he's that type of kid. And he's everything that you and Sturdy have said, Mike, because he's the foundational piece that this recruiting class and this offensive line recruiting class was built on. And he kept everything in order for these five freshman offensive linemen to show up on campus and these six offensive linemen to have an impact, potentially have an impact for this Illinois program. And again, I'll never say it again, but he was so properly coached at Arrowhead that I think from a technique standpoint, there's no reason why he can't, he would be overwhelmed at the college level.
Yeah, that's a good thing to hear. And I think ultimately, he may be the glue guy behind this class. And my suspicion is he'll be the glue guy when games get tough that help keep this team together.
My concern, Mike, is that if Brett Bielema continues to recruit kids out of Arrowhead, I'm going to have to, at this job, going to have to hear Brett Bielema talk about how great of a program Arrowhead is for the next couple of years. And that's just going to make me want to vomit. But other than that, I think everything's going to be peachy keen.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Exactly. Wide receiver Ian Pugh, Naperville, 6'3", 175, Brad.
Yeah, Pugh's a kid that has a lot of measurables as a wide receiver. You know, he's 6'3". I think he needs to get stronger. You know, he's pretty slight. But again, you're beating out Indiana and Iowa for among the teams after him. Cincinnati, who is a, you know, obviously a pretty good team. They might be in the college football playoff. So you're beating those guys. You're doing some right things. He's another good bloodlines. He's got a family played, you know, played football at Penn State, his uncle, I believe. And so I like this kid quite a bit. I think he's a kid that it's gonna. I don't know if he's as ready to play maybe early on, and I could be wrong, but as maybe the other guys like a Miller or even Beatty in the slot. I think this kid may take a couple years, but I think he's going to be pretty good down the road because he's got the measurables, he's got the athleticism, and he's got the size.
Matt?
One of the things I'll quickly say about him, and I think Sturdy would echo this, is that I like multi-sport guys, and Ian's a multi-sport, and Pugh's a multi-sport guy. And I think that when you show what you can do from an athleticism standpoint on the basketball court, and then you go and you run track, and you're pretty good at that at your high school level as well, I think that bodes well for you doing well on the football field at the collegiate level. And I think Sturdy's right. I think from a physicality standpoint, the 170, 175 pounds that they lifted him at does concern me for having him be able to have an instant impact. But I think from a future standpoint, by the time that he hits his second or you know, no more than his third year on campus at Illinois, he could have a chance to have a really good impact in that receiver's room. And I'm really I think that he's going to get a great opportunity to get coached by George McDonald. And I think that he's going to get an opportunity to get coached by somebody that is going to be excited about how to use him. And I think he's got a great opportunity here at Illinois.
That's good. And a multi-sport, it's kind of nice to see the multi-sport athletes coming in into play. And I try to be the same way. I can go into a pizza joint and do a ton of damage. I can go into a barbecue place, do a ton of damage. I can go into a taco place. So I'm a three-sport type of athlete when it comes to buffets and eating.
Competitive eating. You can eat anything.
Although I'm no Joey, what's his name? The little guy.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut. Yeah. My gosh. I mean, I don't even like hot dogs, and how somebody can eat like 67 of them. Anyway, but that's a separate discussion. We'll break that down on another
podcast. We'll have another podcast.
Got two more left. Wide receiver Tyson Rooks, another 6'5", 180 pounder. So, I mean, there is a lot of physical potential in these wide receivers. But Brad, tell me what you think about Mr. Rooks.
So Rooks is interesting. Rooks is an athlete. He plays tennis, basketball, track. He's a really good basketball player. He finished sixth in the state in the high jump. So maybe you can throw the ball up for him at 6'5" and let him go make a play. He's very raw. He's only played 1 year of high school football. All of his tape, like all the highlights we watch, are as a DB. So does he play wide receiver? Does he play DB? I think he's a project guy. Here's another thing. He's another guy, too, that he won't turn 18 until May 30th of next year. So he's a young guy, lots of upside. I mean, I think he's a great guy to take a chance on and see what he can become. And when you're an Illinois team, you know, you don't have to take these kind of guys if you're Alabama or whatever, but Georgia. But when you're Illinois, this is the kind of guy you take. And then you don't know 2 or 3 years down the road, he might be really good because the athleticism, the 6'5", I mean, the ability to go up and jump and out jump people for balls, it could be really, really good down the road. You just don't know yet.
Yeah. And I keep thinking of Tom Smith, who was that high jumper at Hayworth, you know, who was like 6'4", 6'5", ends up on the, you know, high jumper. And, you know, just an unbelievable ability to dunk the basketball. Matt, what do you think about Mr. Rooks here?
I just echo everything that Brad said. Can you imagine how good of an athlete this kid is when you've only played organized football for 1 year and the University of Illinois is going to offer you a football scholarship? Like, how good of an athlete do they honestly think he can be? Because – that's just an awesome, awesome story. And then, again, I'll go bloodlines again. one of his cousins is Desmond Clark, the former tight end for the Bears, and several NFL teams, and has another cousin that played in the NFL with the Detroit Lions. I mean, this is a kid that just from an athlete standpoint is off the charts. And boy, howdy, if he works out as a DB at 6'5", like that's a game changer. I mean, that's honestly if he figures out football, just American tackle football at 6'5", you just put him out on another island, a cornerback, and like half the field's already done for Ryan Walters. We only got to worry about the other side of the field. So this kid has the most upside and the most potential of anybody in the 2022 class. And it's not close simply because I'm not sure he understands at all how good he can be yet, because hasn't played football for more than a calendar year.
Yeah. He's exciting. And, you know, you think about somebody that could redshirt a year and, you know, learn the game a little bit. And then physically, you know, I'm just telling you, the kid can jump out of the gym, so it'll be great. And finally, last but not least, because this is the man who is the human road grader, 6'6", 315 pounds, Hunter Whitenack out of Indiana, yet another one of these prototypical Wisconsin-style linemen that Brett Bielema has recruited. Brad, what do we think about Mr. Whitenack?
So Hunter Whitenack is obviously a big – he's a nasty kid, and I say that in a good way. He's a nasty kid. He likes contact. He's a wrestler, which to me, when you're an offensive lineman and you're a wrestler, that's a good thing. I mean, that means you're a guy who can win those hand fights at the line of scrimmage. You can learn – you can grapple, you know, weight transfer, position, all those things that you have to do as a wrestler translate into being a an offensive lineman. I think, and Whitenack's, he's nasty. He loves to hit people. Physical, big physical kid, and I like him quite a bit. I think maybe down the road, I don't know where he projects, you know, on the line, whether right tackle, left tackle, whatever, but I think he's going to be a really good player at Illinois.
Probably wherever he wants to be, cuz who's going to get in his way? Matt, what are your thoughts?
All right, I don't want the Ked jokes, but about a week ago, I was on the phone with Hunter Whitenack's mom, Jennifer, and I asked her. I said, honest to God, I said, look, why didn't SEC schools or Notre Dame, Purdue, Indiana get involved in this? Like, honest to God, did they fall asleep, or what's the deal? She goes, oh, they did. They kept texting him and texting him and texting him, and we finally just told them, stop, we're done. Like, we want to go play for Coach B. Just stop it. And eventually the big power conference schools didn't want to put a whole lot of resources toward a recruiting loss to Illinois. And Hunter Whitenack, again, is another kid that in all intents and purposes, in terms of offers, just falls through the cracks because Illinois won it hands down early on with this recruitment. The other thing I'll tell you is I echo what Sturdy said about him being a wrestler. Cause I talked to Bart Miller about this. Here's what's interesting. So the thing he told me was that the one thing that they love about him being a wrestler is weight fluctuation. Like he plays football at 330 and he wrestles at 285, and it's easy for him. And I know that this eventually later on in life for Hunter, this isn't going to be the case, I imagine, but it's easy for him right now to go from 345 to 285 in a matter of like that. Like, and so he's able to, you know, do a lot of things at 285 or maybe 295 or 300 that his tape, his junior year didn't look very good because quite honestly, he was at a 350 that he was just overweight and he was just not in the kind of physical shape that they wanted him to be at, to be a Division I prospect. So then he got down in his wrestling weight and he suddenly looked like a different kind of athlete. So Bart Miller loves the idea of being able to fluctuate his body type, you know, back and forth, how they want him to look at Illinois. And that's going to help him because they haven't fully decided, even though he's 6'6", can he help them immediately at guard being 325 pounds, or do they want to project him at tackle being 6'6" and maybe put him closer to about a 300 pound deal? That's good, but he has the body mold to be able to do both easily. And so You know, Bart Miller is in love with this kid just simply because of what kind of an athlete he is, what kind of a personality he is. And between Joey Okla, you know, Moeller and Hunter Whitenick, they have three kids that are about the loudest and have all the leadership qualities that you want in offensive linemen that are going to play for Coach Bielema. And I think, again, from a personality standpoint, he couldn't have been a better fit what Bart Miller was looking for when he went out on the recruiting trail.
Well, that is a great recap of a class, folks. And I know it took a little bit of time, but we really wanted to provide you, you know, kind of a blow by blow on each player to give you an idea of what Coach B and the staff have brought in. We're expecting this to be a foundational class that will have some pieces that will contribute for quite some time in the Illinois future here. Obviously, it's signing day, so optimism is at the high, but we definitely wanted you to be aware of what was going on. So with that, I'm going to let you guys going to wrap it up here. Brad, we're going to do final thoughts with you and then final thoughts with Matt, and then we're going to let everybody go on with their day.
Two things I want to mention. One thing that we didn't talk about, Illinois also brought in a kicker, Will McManus, who is also from the Hun School in New Jersey. And I think kicker is going to be a really important position because they lost really good kicker and a really good punter this year. So they're going to need to replace those guys. So I like that addition there as a preferred walk-on. And my biggest takeaway from this, there are two positions where Illinois really needed to get help. Wide receiver, an offensive line, they really added pieces to those two positions. And I think those were places where they have the foundation. When you look at that offensive line, if you have Okla and Fries and Whitenack and Moeller, I mean, that, and not to mention, that's not even counting, you know, maybe a project and Leonard, a long-term guy, and then also the JUCO kid. You know, so there are so many. I love the offensive line. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's, you know, when you have, you got some skill position guys, you got to have an offensive line, and they can run the football with that offensive line down the road and be really successful in the Big Ten West.
Yep. Matt, what are your final thoughts?
My final thought is that in his first full recruiting class, this recruiting class epitomizes everything that Brett Bielema was about. He got his thunder and lightning tailbacks with power and speed. He got his offensive lineman that he desperately needed, and they fit him from a personality standpoint, from a nastiness on the field, and from a physicality standpoint. And he also increased kept maybe most importantly, and I think it goes overlooked simply because it's a no duh thing, he kept his word about in-state recruiting. When you have 10 kids of a 22, you know, recruiting class of Illinois kids and in areas that they still want, they're going to want to recruit years and years into the future. I thought Brett Bielema did exactly what he needed to do from a geographic standpoint in terms of in the state, making these high school coaches feel wanted and feel appreciated and happy that Illinois is back in their schools, wearing the black eye and recruiting their kids because they play good football in the state of Illinois. So there's a lot of good vibrations that are coming through this recruiting class. And I really feel like it's going to set up for recruiting victories in the 2023 and even the 2024 kids that they're looking at right now, because this class built the foundation of who Brett Bielema is and what he wants this program to be.
Excellent. So I appreciate your time. Kedrick had to drop off, you know, just because there's a tornado warning. We hope everything's fine for Kedrick out there in the windy Quad Cities. But folks, that was Brad Sturdy, the ultimate Illini insider and Illini guy. We had Matt Stevens, who is our Illini staff writer and the Illinois beat reporter for the football team. And we also had Kedrick Prince, our director of recruiting, and I guess was our former guy who was in charge of interviewing moms until Matt has threatened that role.
I knew you were going there. God bless it. I knew you were going there.
And of course, I'm Mike Kegley. I'm just the master of ceremonies here. We thank you so much for listening to us. And of course, folks, the bottom line is if you are looking for this type of insight into what's going on with Illinois, we just kind of scratched the surface here. The folks on IlliniGuys.com get a lot more than this. They get Matt's articles behind the paywall. They get Brad's articles behind the paywall. We have message boards where we can talk about things that maybe it's impossible to get a 100% substantiated by somebody who's willing to go on the record. So we can put rumors, innuendo, and all sorts of stuff going on behind the scenes. All you have to do to go to is go to IlliniGuys.com. You can go ahead and subscribe. You get 7 days. You'll, by the end of the seventh day, you'll be like, this is good. And you will just stay with us. And you'll love it. And the bottom line, we also have a radio show that you can listen to. Go to our radio tab. It's IlliniGuys.com. Look for radio. You can see where the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular is being broadcast. Find the station nearest you, what time it's going to be on. Give it a listen. Call up that radio station and say, hey, thanks for giving us the Illini Guys. We love it. If you can't watch it or listen to it, then just go ahead and listen to the podcast after it's been broadcast on all of our 25 stations throughout Illinois, Iowa, and Missouri. And we would love to have you a part of our family. Again, IlliniGuys.com. Thank you very much, and we will talk to you very soon.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.